Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
See, Michael in Deptford. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How are you?
Good, buddy.
So I'm not really too worried about defense because this is a factor that no one's really putting into play. They're not going to have Jalen Carter on the other side taking up two people every play, giving them these one-on-one options. I mean, these guys are going there to be, you know, the big-time pass rushers. How are they going to act when they got two people on them? You know, and they don't have that Jalen Carter type guy kind of taking that away and giving them those one-on-one opportunities.
Mm-hmm. Next, it's a reasonable point. I mean,
we don't know until we see.
Yeah.
And that's next September.
Yep.
And I'm a big believer in, you know, we have these young guys here that we drafted. We're going to have to give them a shot at some point before they walk out the door and become studs for someone else. The CJ thing kind of threw me off. You know, you seen what happened in 22 when he in 23 when he wasn't here. You know, I think that could come back to potentially bite us.
It could.
I know they're high on Sidney Brown.
By the way, Michael, I got to tell you, CJ GJ, I was thinking about it last night. Maybe the damn strangest Philadelphia sports career of all
ever
time.
Yes.
He's here two different times. Both times they're either one or two in the league in defense. They reached the Super Bowl both years.
Six
one year they win it. He leaves the team in interceptions both times, and they get rid of him both times. I can't fathom there's an athlete in town that's had a weirder. That is the damn weirdest thing.
You know, I mean, look, he's a ball hawk. You know what I mean? No matter where that ball, he's it's like he's there. You see what happened in the Washington game when he got ejected.
But
fell apart.
Michael, I will give you the flip side argument because I think he's pretty good. I want to be clear. I think CJ GJ is an above average safety. But we all know he has benefited from a tremendous front group both times. I mean, 2022, they literally had 70 sacks. So if they have 70 sacks, think about the times they didn't get there. Quarterback's under duress, throws the ball up. CJ GJ swoops in for an interception. And this year, not quite the same up front. But by the end of the year, I would tell you they were better. Maybe not statistically with sacks. But, I mean, I'd never seen a Super Bowl in the last 20 years where a defensive line dominated to that extent. And, I mean, that was greater than what the Giants did to Brady. That was greater than what the Giants – Mahomes had no – chance in the Super Bowl. They could have played that game 10 times. He had no chance.
They had 23 yards at halftime. I still
22.
I'm sorry, 22, and the Eagles had 24 points. I still keep going back to that going, that was just insane.
So, like, Michael, it makes the evaluation of what is CJ GJ a little complicated, but I thought he was good. I really did. All right, my man, give me an answer here. Give me a movie or a book or a show, something that's got a family member in the title.
I'm going to go with Mommy Dearest. I can't pick up a wire hanger and not think of it.
You got it, buddy. Michael, appreciate that. Ben, where are you at on this Eagles thing, man? I mean, seeing all these players go, What is your reaction of what it means?
I just have to trust Howie. Mm-hmm. I mean, his reputation precedes him. He doesn't seem to make wrong moves.
Even though in 2023 the defense was a disaster?
It was a disaster, but he remedied that. Like,
he did.
As much as, you know, you look at certain figures in sports and you're like, I know from a player standpoint, if I were to look at Howie, I'd be like, yeah, this guy didn't even play peewee football.
Sure, sure.
You know?
That was the way John looked at him 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, that was the way John looked at him 5 years
yeah.
ago.
Yeah, and I had GMs that I looked right. at like that. Like, yep. There's no way this guy even knows how to throw a baseball. But you look at it, and I mean, this guy's almost infallible. I mean, the moves that he makes, his salary cap and how he's able to handle that, it's remarkable. And I think that's why someday he's going to end up in Canton.
So I love him, and I think he's amazing.
He's amazing.
And he might be the best in Philadelphia sports at his job. But when I hear words like infallible, Ben, that's when I got to push back. I mean, I think there's a recency bias going on right now.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, that's, you know.
He's had a great run, and it's been terrific. But, you know, it doesn't mean just everything is going to come up.
Yeah.
Races.
I mean, they might not have another Zach Bond for 35 years. I mean, they might have 37 more Devin Whites before they get another Zach Bond.
And the Zach Bond yeah. thing could also be, you know, we got to give some credit to those coaches and not just, you know, Vic Fangio. I'm talking about, you know, the linebackers coach, who I think is Bobby King, Christian Parker, the D-backs coach, Clint Hurd, the D-line
sure.
coach. You know, you hope those guys don't get poached either, because there was that coaching wasn't there in 2022.
No, they nailed it.
When that all fell apart.
And, of course, we all still wonder who actually hires the coaches. Is it Sirianni? Is it Howie? I mean, who knows, frankly? But we know this. Fangio coming in made a massive difference, and credit to whoever
Huge.
The hell got him. Huge difference.
Huge difference. But again,
you got to have players. And he still has many good players. Yeah. But they've taken some hits on defense, man. Milton Williams, Slay, Sweat. And CJGJ, that's not nothing.
And listen, Bryce Huff was a complete failure. So, I
yes,
mean, that guy's still there.
Yes, he was.
And credit to Howie for, I'm sure Vic said to him, I can't play him.
Oh, no, I agree with you on yeah. that. Howie did not say, play him!
Yeah.
I signed him, play him! Because
yeah.
that stuff happens a
oh,
lot
happens
of times
all the
in
time.
Sports. And that's a big part of, you know, I'll say this, that's a part of how the Eagles won the Super Bowl. They didn't mess around with that nonsense. All right, coming up in 1 minute, something that Adam Schefter said about Howie Roseman. And even if you're feeling down with all the players the Eagles have lost, this will pump you up a bit. It's good stuff, what Schefter said yesterday about Howie.
Wild Fork Foods has been a game changer in my house. I'm making amazing, fresh, and healthy meals that even my kids are devouring. Wild Fork's secret is all the products are blast frozen to lock in peak freshness, flavor, and quality. And my secret, on top of that, Wild Fork's Forkies. They're trained staff. They walk you through every step. All you got to do is ask. They can help you prepare your Wild Fork products to perfection. And they have over 700 items in store and online. The selection, the prices are unmatched. With the spring holidays here, Lent, Passover, Wild Fork has you covered with over 100 fish selections from salmon, sea scallops, Chilean sea bass, extra large shrimp, and so much more. They also have kosher products like whole young chicken, oak smoked salmon, beef brisket flat cut that are OU, Triangle K, and Brooklyn kosher certified. Just save room for dessert because their chocolate lava cake and creme brulee are incredible. Visit one of their 5 Greater Philadelphia locations or shop online for same-day delivery straight to your door. Visit wildforkfoods.com today.
All right, Jonah Cameron, John Ritchie. We've got Ben and Rhea and Seltzer and Devin with us, and wonderful to have you with us on this Thursday morning. By the way, exactly 2 weeks to the start of the Philly season, which is on a Thursday in 2 weeks, so we look forward to that. We'll also get to some audio this segment of both Bryce Harper and Dave Dombrowski talking about the possibility of some adjustments at the plate by hitters this year. That up ahead shortly, but let's get to what Schefter said yesterday. Look, I'm, you know, a little down, obviously, as I think, you know, decent amount of people are, about how many players the Eagles have lost. But Schefter does say this about Howie that should pump everybody up about the Eagles' future. Here's what Schefter said yesterday.
When they lost Milton Williams and Josh Sweat and the cornerback Isaiah Rogers to the Minnesota Vikings, they wound up getting 3 compensatory draft picks that they or will be getting in 2026. And once those are awarded, the Philadelphia Eagles are scheduled to have 20 draft picks in the next 2 years, Ty. 20 picks. Most teams in a given draft have 7. The Eagles have 20 the next 2 years, including 11 in the first 4 rounds of the next 2 years. 11 and 17 in the first 5 rounds of the next 2 years. You know what those picks do? Those picks give you a chance to bring in good young players on rookie contracts that allow you to pay the veteran superstars.
It's a really good point. I'm obviously, and it's a point.
I'm sure it's from Howie, right? I mean, Howie is having Schefter. Yes. Right? I mean, let's be honest, right? Howie's getting his talking points out.
Did you notice the hand behind the back?
Look at James being cynical. Yes,
I'm just being real, yeah. You know?
17 in the top 5.
In the top 5 rounds.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years.
Yeah, that just to be clear, that is if they don't sign people that negate the compensatory picks that they will get.
Yeah, like the AJ one, I don't think negated it because it's
AJ Dillon. Yeah, AJ, it's too, yeah. Too
it's all about
level.
Money. Yeah. Yeah, it's about money in, money out.
17 picks in the first 5 rounds over the next 2 years.
That's impressive.
But it's also predicated on not signing anybody. I don't know what the timetable is, but like too soon.
It's the spring, whatever the like number is.
So don't expect them to sign like anyone.
Yeah, does
big.
It seem like they're jumping to sign folks? You know,
it doesn't
seem like he's messing with that formula.
So look, it is exciting to know all those picks are there. You know, make of it what you will. What's your reaction? 215-592.
What is your reaction, Joe?
Well, I'm excited about that.
Who have been dreadfully fearful.
No, I'm not.
Our team is falling off.
Well, I do think they're falling off for next year. I think that's accurate. Doesn't mean they're falling out, but I think they're falling off. I mean, they lost 4 defensive starters. I mean, that's a lot. And they might lose Becton, and they might lose Goddard, and they probably will. By the way, we have a Twitter poll question of the day today that speaks to that. Twitter poll brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has the new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting and only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, what do you think the outcome will be for the Goddard and Becton situations related to whether they'll be on the team this upcoming year? A, both on the team. B, only Goddard. C, only Becton. D, neither. My vote as of right now would be neither. So, you know, we'll say. I mean, they're losing some parts. We also have a second poll question related to the Phils. Do you think the Phillies as a team will make an effective change to how they approach hitting? Which, by the way, I think is the single biggest issue with the Phils. For all the talk of, like, how are they going to sequence the starters and all that kind of stuff.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Single biggest issue is, are they going to change the plate? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Let's talk to Rick right now, calling from Easton. Good morning, Rick.
Good morning. First and foremost, meeting all of you yesterday at McGurk's was such a pleasure. I just have to share this with you guys. Your passion, your commitment, your opinions, and knowledge was like poetry in motion. It's the fastest 3 hours I've ever experienced.
Thank you.
That sports fans, Philadelphia, should appreciate you, and I think they do.
Thanks.
And I was just thinking, seeing Hugh and John and Ike, they were also teammates. They couldn't fathom 20 years after their careers that they would be talk show hosts. And Seltzer, seeing you sitting there next to them, you're beaming like looking at your heroes from the past, and now you have a talk show with them. It's pretty cool to experience, guys.
Yeah, we never take it for granted. It's always amazing for
Rhea
us.
Rhea and I have met, but that was the only person I didn't see yesterday, but that's okay.
I will say, Rick, I will say this, though. I've been in the presence of Brian Westbrook a number of times in my life. A little more cool to hang out with B. West and John Ritchie.
Wow. I'm just...
Boy, that's really...
Always got to get a shot at Richie in there, huh?
I'm just playing around.
John, I wasn't trying to open the door for that. And Devin, hopefully I can meet you someday. So anyway, here's my slant on all this.
Sorry, John.
And I mentioned this to Seltzer yesterday. With this O-line and these weapons, I'm going to try to look at the glass being half full instead of half empty. I think with Hurts morphing... Being a very talented game manager with Barkley, AJ, Devontae, I'm looking at this team to possibly be a 2025 version of the greatest show on turf. Look at AJ.
Oh, I don't think so.
I don't know. AJ, to me, could be an Isaac Bruce. Why can't Devontae be a Torrey Smith? And look at Barkley. Well, you don't think Barkley can be like
no,
a Marco
Stoltz? No, but you got to get to the big one. What's the missing part there for that level of excellence?
Well, a quarterback, yeah. but he's got 1,750 pounds of offensive line that are multiple first-team All-Americans and multiple.
Sure. And he's an awesome quarterback, too, so that helps.
Yeah, and
look,
I'm telling
Rick,
you,
Rick, I hope your instincts are right. We'll see. I will tell you this.
The O-line's the most important part of a football field. The O-line.
That's certainly the way we treat it, both sides, for O-line and D-line.
And it keeps the defense on the sidelines, and maybe they can have 6-7 yard drives like Brady. That was just my opinion.
Well, Rick, let me just flip it a little around here.
Go on.
The sense I have is that to maintain the level of excellence that the team had in 2024, Jalen will need to be better in the passing game.
Absolutely.
We'll see if he is or is not, but I don't think the defense will be as good. And so the hope is that Jalen is more consistently effective passing the ball.
Can't think of any two receivers I'd rather have. And let's not forget, Barkley is one heck of a receiver also.
Oh, well, no doubt about that.
All right, so here's my answer. I want to take both mother and father together and call them parents, and you're going to ask me which one, because I know you, the original, the Parent Trap.
The Parent Trap, sure. Yeah, no, there's two of them. I get it. And the last one was with Lindsay Lohan.
Lindsay
right?
Lohan, yeah.
Classic. You know who the original is, right? She was as a grown-up. Her name's Haley Mills, but you know who she would go on to become, the original Parent Trap girl.
Yeah, she was Miss Bliss.
She was Miss Bliss.
In Saved by the Bell.
Good pull, Jeff.
Yeah, thank you very much. Wow. So I had a student. I taught at Fairfield for one semester, and it was an unbelievable, I'll say, joke, because I was 5 years out of college, but it was a thrill to teach, and I actually thought I did a decent job. It was a sports broadcasting class, but I did my best. I had a student that told me she would party with Lindsay Lohan. And this is before a lot of stuff came out. And and it was like,
epic.
Where?
Not good.
Where was she partying
with
Lindsay Lohan?
She was friends with someone who was close with Lindsay Lohan.
She's from that section of New York, right? Like from.
I don't know.
She's like from Long Island or something like that.
So did she describe the debauchery at any point?
I'm not going to get into all of it on the air. I'll just say I was like, oh boy, this is
next
not
break,
good.
Joe.
Yeah, this is.
Lindsay Lohan looks great now, though.
Well, she's gone through a lot, and she's kind of come out on the other side.
I think she's sober. Yeah, she got some work done.
She did.
Looks great.
I met her at the Giants Super Bowl, the one that was in New York.
Mm-hmm.
She is stunning up close.
Really?
I mean, you think, oh yeah, she's really pretty. Up close, you're like, wow.
Wow. How about that? Reed, did we ever get an answer? Because this was a mystery 20-ish years ago.
Okay.
Why was, now I'm blanking on her name.
It remains a mystery to you.
Yeah, no, the gal from American Pie, Tara Reid.
Oh, yeah.
Why was she hanging around the Eagles games there for a couple of years? What was that?
Yeah, she knows somebody there. I forget what it was. But...
She was like, I wonder if she was dating someone that was an Eagle. Like, she was there, and now she's, like, disappeared.
Yeah,
what,
I don't...
What year
yeah.
was this?
It was kind of around when you were around, John. It was like 05.
I kind of remember it.
Like, all of a sudden, Tara Reid was at all the Eagles games, and then...
It's like Pete Davidson this year.
What? Who was she attached to?
I don't know.
To?
Apparently not John Ritchie.
Not me, no.
All right, let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. Ben, who's the most... Who was the celeb you met that you were most... And I'm not talking baseball players. Like, you played with Tony Gwynn. Who's the celeb you met that it was really freaking cool to meet? It was a thrill for you to meet. And Schmitty doesn't count because it's another baseball. Like, take baseball off the board. Who'd you meet?
Bruce Willis.
That's pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Down at the ballpark a few years ago.
That's pretty good,
man. That was pretty neat.
I would think.
Yeah, that was pretty.
Did he know who you were?
No. No. No, no, no. My kids don't even know who I am.
That's a good line.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.